We'll take roll call for the audit committee then.
Chair Wolf.
Here.
Director Bane.
You guys see him.
Director Ralph.
Here.
Here he comes. Maybe we can begin, since we have a forum of two or three, and we'll add him to the roll call when he comes. Thank you. May I hear a motion? I guess that will lead us to Director Ralph to, for approval of the minutes.
So moved.
Second it, and all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, no? Okay, thank you. So today, what we're going to do in the audit committee is hear from Mike on the first quarter financials.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
If I may, Chair, before Mike begins, that in addition to the financials, Mike will be discussing the upcoming bond sale. We're expecting a bond sale to refinance about half of our 2008 Series A synthetic fixed rate bond, so he'll be covering that in the presentation as well.
Thank you.
Good morning, directors.
Good morning.
You should have a copy of the report on your plate, and I will take a few minutes to go through the information. As our executive director mentioned, we are in the process of preparing for a bond sale to refinance synthetic fixed rate bonds. Our goal earlier in this year was to take out about half of the synthetic fixed rate bonds. This is the first of an expected two transactions. The expected amount of the issue is $400 million. In the course of preparing for that, of course, we've had discussions with our traffic engineers, consulting engineers, and we've gone through and reviewed first quarter results, and in fact, have looked at April and early May numbers as well, and that provides a good background for our report today. One of the things that I would like to lead with and remind you of is that the 2009 financial results were favorable. In March, we reported that the preliminary and unaudited revenues for 2009 exceeded our 2009 estimate, which was included in our financial plan, by about $12 million. The operating expenses were about $2.6 million less than we had budgeted in the financial plan. Subsequent to our last report, as we proceed toward producing the audited financials, unaudited revenue book for 2009 has increased by $6 million from the preliminary amounts that we had discussed, and it lies primarily in the area of evasion recovery. We booked, as we reviewed the notices issued and the amounts reserved for bad debt, it was determined that we should increase the amount booked for 2009 by about $5 million for evasion recovery. So favorable operating variances totaled just over $20 million for 2009. When you add the 12, the 2.6, and the additional 6 that we have booked for evasion recovery. Capital expenditures were $103 million less than estimated, with about 50% of that variance was our estimate of ultimate project cost savings as opposed to timing and scheduling issues. So with that is... this is just quickly a breakout of the March report with respect to the variances that we discussed. With that as background, we reviewed the first quarter. As far as revenue, traffic did grow slowly in January and February. It did increase, but did not increase as much as we had anticipated in the 2010 financial plan. However, that growth has accelerated in recent months. In March and April and the first half of May, it is very much on track with what Wilbur Smith has forecast in terms of the traffic on our system, and there's significant growth in large truck traffic in particular. Toll revenue and evasion recovery were less than anticipated in the first quarter. Toll revenue, we can talk a little bit more about that later, but it does relate to the lower traffic volume in January and February, but more importantly, I think, to an assumption that we had that evaded tolls as a percentage of the total toll, expected tolls. We had anticipated that would continue to decline as it had declined in 2008 and 2009. It has been a little bit less than the first quarter of 2009, but not as much as we had anticipated. So that's part of the reason for that. And investment rates, returns remain low, but we are taking steps to improve those returns, and we can discuss those as well. Operating costs were $5 million less than budgeted, primarily in contractual services and group health insurance, particularly contractual services in the area of reduced cost of image review and some of our collection agency fees were less than expected. In group health insurance, we had fewer number of employees than we had budgeted for in the first quarter. And finally, debt service transfers were $2 million less than we had budgeted for the first quarter, really because we started the year with $2 million more held by the trustee than we had anticipated. So I have four kind of small tables here. It might be easier to read if you have a PowerPoint on your desk. But on my upper right here, we have passenger vehicle transactions by month and the percentage change from the prior year. And as you can see, passenger vehicle traffic grew 4.4% in January, only 2.9% in February, but has grown 6.2% in March and 5.5% in April.
What were Wilbur Smith's projections for those months?
I believe the total traffic projection across all transactions, I believe, is about 6.5%.
For the year.
Okay.
So we're behind that.
But they did anticipate that we'd have a larger volume of increase in commercial vehicles because the economic recovery or the recession impacted commercial vehicles more. So when we look at the large commercial vehicles, Tier 4, which are the largest trucks, and the reason that I focus on these two is they represent more than 90% of the tollways revenue, you can see that the volume of truck transactions, large truck transactions, was actually down 2% in January from the prior year, up 3% in February, and has been up 11% in March and April. So the recovery is really starting to be reflected in the return of some large truck traffic to our system. This is a Henry Guerrero planner. He's our planner and traffic analyst in the Department of Planning. He does for myself and for Paul and Rocco and others a 28-day rolling average of the vehicle transaction counts. And this is important because it takes out some of the weekend and holiday noise if you look at just period to period. And what the blue line shows is the growth over last year of large truck traffic starting back in January. And this line here is the zero growth. You can see it's been above zero on a 28-day rolling average. But it really started to take off in early March. This is a 5% growth number. We're now have been above 10% for some period of time there. You can see that the automobiles, which is the light red, can't tell her. I think it's the light red. Has really kind of been consistently around 5% growth for the year. So I think it's with that background that as we've gone through these issues preparing for the bond sale, that Wilbur Smith and Associates is comfortable that our kind of annual expected revenue from from toll transactions doesn't need to be revised downward, but we did have some shortfalls in the first quarter, as you can see here. We're down about $10 million for toll revenue and evasion recovery. Again, I attribute some of that to the fact that we're not making as much progress as we had anticipated in reducing the number of evaded tolls and the volume of new notices that are issued for evaded tolls has decreased as we've gone through the backlog. Again, part of the evasion recovery reduction is offset by the fact that we actually were able to book more revenue for 2009. So it's kind of a timing issue. The other shortfall is in investment income. We collected only $200,000, or booked only $200,000 in investment income for the entire first quarter. We have initiated our program with the state treasurer to invest a portion of our portfolio out longer. Currently, more than 95% of the portfolio is in money market funds and overnight repurchase agreements, and is yielding close to nothing.
That 0.5 is really good.
Yeah. So we have about $35 million invested. We would seek to invest about $250 million longer by mid-year. In terms of operating expenditures showed a favorable variance, $5.3 million less than we had estimated for the first quarter. As we mentioned, it's really in the area of contractual services and group insurance. We do believe that some of the reduction in contractual services in particular is related to the timing of certain payments, renewals of software, licensing and maintenance fees, and so forth. All the other areas were very, very close to what we had anticipated for the first quarter. So with that background, and factoring in what we now know about the progress that we're making on reducing evasion tolls, and what we know about the timing of evasion recovery, we have revised internally what our estimate is, and recommend that we show $666 million for toll evasion recovery going forward in our financial plan, which is a reduction of about $14 million, or 2% from the initial budget. We would reduce investment income in this financial plan by about $4 million to an amount of $4 million for the fiscal year. And concessions and miscellaneous would remain unchanged. How would those funds be allocated? Of the $678 million of revenue that we estimate now, $265 million allocated for operating costs, $229 million allocated for debt service, and then $184 million would be available for capital projects would be deposited to our capital accounts.
Mike, how is it realistic to even budget $4 million in investment income when we had $200,000 for 3 months?
Because if we can earn even 2% on the $250 million for the second half of the year of our $750 million portfolio, that's $2.5 million. In the second half of the year.
Okay.
So we do have to.
So by going long, you're basically trying to goose the.
Right. And by going long, we're talking maybe 3 or 4 years. And we've been reticent to do this because, just generally, rates are low across the curve. But we feel like we just have to invest some of them out longer.
And you were going to invest how much longer term out of the 750?
$250. So by longer term, we're really looking in the kind of 3 to 5 years.
Understood.
With respect to the capital program budget, this chart shows the approved budget in 2010 by major corridor. It also shows the amounts that we carried over from the CRP because we didn't spend those amounts in 2009. So there's about $98 million from the CRP alone that we didn't spend in 2009 that we had planned for in our financial plan. The current estimate for the capital program spending in 2010 is $232 million for the congestion relief program, which is $5 million above the 2010 budget, but part of that relates to the fact we had $98 million we didn't spend in 2009 that we will be spending on projects this year. Going forward, as we provide these comparisons, we will compare the actual spending to our April estimate, as that's what we've included in our financial plan and in the official statement and plan offering documents. And finally, of that estimated $232 million of congestion relief program funds, about $29 million was spent in the first quarter, which represents about 12.5% of the annual estimated amount. It's not atypical to have that small of a percentage in the first quarter because it's in the winter months.
So is $73 million really going to be enough to get the thing down up to Rockford? What's the one to Rockford?
That's
Jane Adams?
Yes.
That's a mess. So, with $19 million.
I rode last weekend. I thought it was okay.
Think about this, why?
We have a contract coming to do some pavement repairs on that.
Oh.
So that that concludes my presentation. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Just talk a little bit about the logistics now of this going into the market. We had a meeting with at least one bond rating agency. We had a due diligence call. Maybe you can just run the directors through what's happening.
Sure. We have communicated with all three of the rating agencies. One of the agencies we met in person with. The other we had calls over the phone. They're working on preparing their ratings. Our expectation is, we've been working, of course, with engineering, consulting engineering company, our traffic engineers, to develop the documents that we will print and publish and distribute to investors in advance of the pricing of the deal. Those documents are expected to be printed likely next Tuesday. The tentative pricing date is January 10th. June 10th. We will continue to monitor the market. Again, we're looking for the difference between the swap market and the tax exempt market to be as narrow as possible so that we can refinance this at the lowest all in costs. The current numbers, the most recent numbers, showed an estimated all-in cost of about 5.2%, which was within our target of 5 to 5.25, but not as good as some of the points that we had seen a couple of months ago. So,
what series are we looking at again in terms of?
2008A.
So just like the one. And now with the library kind of kicking up, is that
going to
impact
it? It doesn't seem to be helping the swap curve
very
much to be in this. Helping it from our perspective.
Yeah.
Just a point of fact, early in your discussion, you, I think, indicated that the large commercial truck revenues constituted a certain percentage of. Is that total revenues to the tollway?
Yeah, about 37% of the toll.
I think he said, but very quickly, that the passenger car and the tier 4 were 90%.
over 90.
Okay, yeah, that's what I wasn't clear.
No, I didn't get it.
It sounded like trucks were 90.
Yeah.
So as long as we're talking that individually, the large commercial threat is what percentage?
37. And passenger vehicles, 56.
Mike, you also say in the audit that the evaded tolls aren't declining as rapidly as you thought. An assessment of why that is?
Well, there is a number of programs we've been looking at in terms of what Business Systems is working on in terms of fine-tuning the readers, the equipment, replacing failing transponders. We did have some significant weather events in January and February that make it difficult for our equipment to read the signals. We're going to continue with those efforts, but I just don't think by the end of the year we'll see that as much progress as we had anticipated at the start of the year.
So let me make sure I'm hearing right. For the takeaway is the first quarter was down a little bit. We readjusted the budget to take it down, but you're optimistic about the variables that will move us along over the next three quarters.
That in combination with the fact we were well positioned given the overperformance in 2009, that this change should not impact our ability to fund operations in the CRP.
Okay. Any questions? It's your friend to drive tollway.
That's right.
Any other business for the audit committee? May I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Meeting is adjourned. We'll go into the full board meeting then.